March 20th, 2023, 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Do we have any commission remarks?
No, sir.
Hearing none, moving forward. First order of business, we have planning and zoning request located at 13581 U.S. Highway 160. Okay. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mr. Scott Starrett.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 15th, 2023.
March 20th.
That's the planning meeting.
Sorry.
Thank you. March 20th, 2023, Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So your first and only application today is order number 03-20-2023-01. So on March 13th, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 04-4.0-20-001-001-002.000, located at 13581 U.S. Highway 160, Forsyth. The property is currently zoned C2 General Commercial District. The rezoning request is for A1 Agricultural District. As per the Taney County's assessor information, property is approximately 10 acres in size. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning our attention to the screen, I've got our parcel highlighted. It's north of Forsyth. Just south of where H Highway goes north. So here's our zoning layer. Your green is a C2 commercial. This is mobile home park, and of course the white agricultural. And at that, I think our owner applicants here answer any questions you might have.
Do you have any? Honestly, I don't have any. Go ahead, I'm sorry, sir.
Mr. Goodman, would you like to come to the mic?
Yeah. Sorry
about that.
You're fine.
You're good.
No questions.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
No.
We're familiar with it, so.
I do have one little question. Last week I ran into the surveyor for the future sewer and water. Mm-hmm. How's that going to work when I'm 500 feet off of the road? Are they going to force us to hook up to the sewer system at, when it comes time, or what? You guys have anything future about that yet?
So that's a question for the sewer district. Mm-hmm. I don't believe or feel that they should ever make somebody do something like that, but I don't have a say in it.
I just wondered, since that's going to be part of your plan here in the future.
Sewer district's completely separate from the commission.
Okay.
They separated probably 12 years ago.
Oh, 12 years? Okay.
Yeah. So now we have the, obviously, we control the tax, but
right.
They're the ones that make all the, all those days. Yep.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yep. So.
In discussion, you do need to talk to Brad Albritton on that, because in discussion of past, I think they do expect everyone to hook up when they go through. So you do need to discuss it with the...
Okay. Appreciate it.
Any further discussion or questions? Sure what?
No, I think it's your neighbors think it's a good move.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Right. They want to go back to agriculture.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything further from you, sir?
No, sir.
All right. At this time, then, I would entertain a motion to approve. Go ahead. Oh, is there anybody to speak?
No one against it?
Yeah. I see no one. All right. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve order number 03-20-2023-01 for the approval of a rezone from C2 to A1.
Move to approve order number 03-20-2023-01, changing zoning from C2 to A1.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
With no further business, we'll close the section of the public hearing. It's 9:07 a.m. Reconvene on our normal agenda. Next down is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 470972 through 471048, warrants 8095 through 8097. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. Questions. I would entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 13th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 13th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have an agreement for a 2023 GMC Sierra 4x4 short box, one or more, number 23-029, Roden Bridge. We have in front of us Roden Bridge Administrator Devin Huff.
I think they're already there, aren't they?
One of them is one. The short bed.
Okay.
The other one will be here in May, the long bed.
Move to approve the agreement for 2023 GMC Sierra 4x4 short box one war buying between Taney County and Penninger Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Second. I understand that that's a, did you say a 2023?
Yes.
Okay, correct. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on down the agenda, we have an agreement for a 2024 GMC Sierra 4x4 long box, one or more, number 23-028, RB Roden Bridge.
Move to approve the agreement for 2024 GMC Sierra 4x4 long box, one or more, buying between Penninger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Devin. Moving on down, we have court orders. We have Mr. Wesley Shoemaker from the County Clerk's Office.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. This morning, I'm going to start with personal property paid abatements. They are normally refunds. I believe all of these are refunds. Abatement numbers 300867 through 300869. On the 867, taxpayer paid both Green County and Taney County on the vehicle, and they're asking for a refund on that one. On 868, taxpayer was incorrectly charged for the vehicle and shouldn't have been assessed for a higher series vehicle. And 869 is the same thing as 867, except it's for 2021. Taxpayer paid in both Green and Taney County.
My only question on the 2021, did we know he lived in Green County on January 1st that he should have paid there?
And that's a question for the assessor.
Yeah.
Any further questions?
Labels Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 3/20/23.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements are real estate abatements, and it's a double assessed, and it's abatement numbers 213-272 and 213-273.
Same property, just 2 years?
Same property, two separate years.
You guys have any questions?
I have none.
Label Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B dated 3/20/2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
We are scheduled for a public hearing for a petition to amend and restate the petition to establish the Big Cedar Community Improvement District at 10 o'clock. It is 9:15 a.m. We will be in recess.